Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to LAID, Love and Intimacy for the Disabled. I am your host, Stephanie Wallace, and today is a special episode of Guy Talk. It's the second Monday of the month, which usually would be Girl Talk, but we preempted Guy Talk last week for a special show, Stupid, if you could recall. And this week we're picking up with Guy Talk, and next week we will have Girl Talk. On Friday, we had a Rise and Shine event with a speaker, Don Baker, with the Guy Talk host, Don Baker. And he spoke very much about 21-day challenge that you guys seem to be interested in and wanting to know more about. So what we're going to do is we're going to speak to Don today on Guy Talk and have him go more into the 21-day challenge and how it is that we can use the 21-day challenge to make changes in our lives. So with that, I am going to bring Don and Tyson, your Guy Talk hosts, in. Hold on.
Hey,
Tyson.
Hey, hello.
How are you doing? Okay. Let me let Don in.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Don.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, Tyson?
Fine.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
okay.
And you.
So, coming off of the Rise and Shine event, we did surveys afterwards, and in almost all of the surveys, people wanted to know more about the 12-day challenge.
21-day challenge.
I'm sorry. You see, I'm trying to cut it in half. Remember,
cut
I told
it
you
in
that.
Half, right.
Oh, 25 days. Okay.
So
25 days, huh?
No, 21 days.
Okay.
Right. I first want to say Dawn is not a professional, and this is Dawn's
philosophy.
Yeah, Dawn's philosophy. This is not Dawn is not a professional. We'll put it like that. But this is something that has worked for Dawn. And so what I want to ask you first, Don, is what types of things can the 21-day challenge be applied to?
You know, the beautiful part about the 21-day challenge is it can be applied to anything you wish to do away with as well as what you wish to correct about yourself. And it stems to, you know, any bad habit, any type of good habit that you want to acquire. Because, you know, people, when we hear the word habits, we think about bad things, you know, bad habits usually. But, you know, there are good habits to, you know, like for example, I use this all the time. I just started doing some exercises the beginning of May. And it's worked for me. I mean, the challenge is that because you never should be afraid to challenge yourself. I do it all the time as proof of concept, as proof that it really works. Of course, I have to be, you know, the one. I don't want to talk about it, not be about it. So it works very well when you try. And it can apply for anything. That's what I think. It doesn't have to be anything in particular. But what do you want to change for the betterment about yourself? That's the main thing about it. You know?
Right. Now, before doing a show, I was trying to come up with something that I might want to apply this 21-day challenge to.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest with you, I don't feel like doing no damn 21-day challenge. I was thinking about giving up sugar. That might be a good thing because I realize how addictive sugar is.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought about how hard that would be for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, now this is something that I wonder if a lot of people in beginning to make a change in their life and at the first concept of the thought, do they chase it away because they're thinking how hard it would be for them?
Well,
you understand what I'm saying?
You have to apply the 21 consecutive days to make it work because if you figure you're going to do it a day here, a day there, then you'll stop.
Right.
You'll really never get the process going, but that's just what it is. It's a process, okay?
Yes.
I mean, everything we want to do, and the reason for the whole 21 days is because it usually takes 21 days to create a habit or get rid of a habit. Because we are creatures of habit. We are. That's just what we are. We are creatures of habit.
Right.
And it usually takes a 21-day span for this to happen. So if you get your mind right, if you, that's why I was telling people on Friday, if you take down all of the information that's in your head and apply it to paper, right? If you write it down, write down all of the bad stuff that you don't like about yourself. First thing, the negative stuff. You take all of the bad stuff that you could think of. That's why I said it takes time to think about that. You need time to think to yourself and just write it down, because this is about you. You understand what I'm saying? And then after you take all of this bad information, the negative stuff about yourself that you don't like, and I suggest you can just burn it. Or you can rip it up, whatever you decide to do. Just get rid of that paper, because those are the things that you no longer need. That's a part of you that you applied to paper. Now you're going to take a good list about yourself. The good part about yourself is all of the things that you want to have, happiness and joy and peace of mind, contentment, all the wonderful things. And be specific about things that you want. Don't be so vague about things. Be very specific. Besides, this is you we're talking about, and you want to look at this as a reminder, okay? One you want to forget, one you need to be reminded of, okay? And the good stuff you hold on to, and you study it. It's like studying yourself for 21 days consecutive. This is studying purposes, is to get it into your head, into your mind, into your memory bank, so you don't really have to really worry about it anymore. Now, once the 21-day plan is up, you are now, these things that you love about yourself is now, you're reminded of yourself. You know what you want. You're feeling better about yourself. You're feeling it. You're practicing it. You know what I'm saying? It's like studying yourself for 21 days. And I'm going to tell you something. Life has changed so much. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Once you get that right state of mind, and I always remember, acceptance, patience, tolerance, and understanding are the keys to get you through the door. Because first of all, you have to accept what it is that you're dealing with. You have to accept yourself for who you are, what you are. And patience, you have to be patient with yourself before you be patient with anybody else. Tolerance, you have to be, once again, tolerant with yourself as well as others. And understanding, come on, if you can't understand you, how are you going to understand anybody else? So these are the things that get you through the door. Oh yes, it works.
What type of? I'm sorry, you were going to say something.
No, I said yes. It does work. Yes, it does. Because I'm going to start it. I thought right, because I heard of this before. Yes, I'm going. Only thing I suggest that you do something that's reasonable, not something that's not reasonable for you. Okay, don't make it too hard on yourself. For
right.
me, I'm going just right. You see, for 21 days, I'm not going to eat any rice. You see, and I already started yesterday. You see,
perfect, beautiful.
I already started. Yes.
What would you suggest for people? Because what I heard you say something about getting your mind right. What would you suggest to people who are looking at something that they want to apply this 21-day challenge to, but you know that little inkling in the back of your mind, sometimes it's like you feel like you need to make a change, but then you feel like I can't make the change. Do you understand what I'm saying?
That's one of those things that need to be on your list that you're burning, that I can't thing. I don't know, you know, all of the bad stuff. See, that's all part of the thinking thing. The negativity, the things that hold us back, the most part that we can't achieve, the things that we need to achieve, is because we constantly tell ourselves over and over. I can't do this. This is too hard. I can't. It's too difficult. Oh, because, listen, those thoughts are always going to be there fighting with you. And I don't care how positive you think, how well you feel about yourself. Those things are always going to be nagging at you. But if you allow yourself to build those positive walls within yourself and you allow yourself to overcome those things, then those little negative things can't do anything to you. Only thing you do is just brush it away. You know, because you had, yes, that's the whole purpose. You are now reconstructing your mind. You know how fast it takes to take down a building when it's under construction? You know how they can dynamite a building and they can bring it down in a matter of seconds, right? But look how long it takes to build one up, though.
Right,
process, right? It's always easier to build than it is to destroy. It's always easier
to destroy than it is to build. Yeah.
I have it the other way around. Yeah, it's always easier to destroy something than it is to build something. So we are in the process of constructing, not destructing. All of the destructing behavior, we want to put that down. We want to burn that. We want to get rid of that. And I'm not saying that you're going to get rid of every little single bad thing about yourself, but I want to say the most things that have been keeping you back, keeping you feeling in a rut, feeling sad and down about yourself, these things can be overcame, but if you could just allow yourself to indulge in positive thinking. That's why it's the purpose of writing things down on paper as a reminder to get you to study yourself. Look at this thing as a reminder every day. Look at it on before you go to bed, when you wake up in the morning, throughout the course of the day. Just take a look at it. It's you. You know, it's like looking in a mirror over and over until you get it. You're like, oh, I get this now. You know, I get it.
Yeah.
You know, you want to get it in your mind. Drill it into your heads if you can. That's the main thing.
Yeah. The whole. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Sorry. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes.
What did you say?
No, I'm sorry.
Did you say that again?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. I lost my train of thought. I'm sorry. But one of the things I just wanted to mention this on my way to Friday's event. I was going, and the whole day I was really like, "What else can go wrong? What else can go wrong? What else can go wrong?" Now I had just recently experienced in my scooter, and one of the things that gives me anxiety is riding the train. And so this day on Friday, I had to catch the train on this very scooter that I fell in. And I'm telling you, my mind was thinking I'm going to fall in the tracks and, you know, all of these things that were really, you know, going through. And I thought of you so much this day. I really did. And the thinking and the bad moments, not bad days.
Bad days, absolutely.
You know, and it really helped me push through the day.
Yes.
It really did.
And see,
you
believed in yourself. You believed in you. You knew you could make that trip. You knew you could do it. You believe, and that was more strong than not believing in it. You see what I'm saying? All you have that's one of the things that I mentioned on Friday is we have to flip the script. We have to turn things around. For every negative, there's a positive. Of course, for every positive, there's a negative as well. So we have to turn it around. That's how we get ourselves, and we have to program this. That's why it's a 21-day process. That's why it ain't one next morning you wake up and everything's changed about you. This is not a magic trick. No, it's not. This is a real life thing, and in real life thing, we have to. It's absolutely it's work. It's something we have to do. But we're doing it for ourselves. It's self improvement. Listen, this is not a hustle. I'm not a snake oil salesman. I'm not trying to sell you or hustle you on anything. And it doesn't cost you anything. It's not costing you a dime to change anything about yourself. All it is costing you 21 days out of your life, which has to pass whether you do it or not. So you might as well go. You have nothing to lose. You have nothing to lose. And that's the beautiful part about this.
Yes, because the 21 days, it's possible to do. Because I stopped eating fried food.
Yes.
I do not fry anything no more.
Beautiful.
It's not good at all. Yeah.
Now,
so the first time I started, was I said to myself, I want to start eating or dang it, I forgot the name.
When you start the 21-day challenge, and let's say like you have a slip up within that 21-day challenge, do you start all over again?
No, you just pick up where you left off. A young lady asked me that the other night. No, you don't start all over again, because just think about riding in an automobile, right? And for every bump you hit, right, you just say, I'm going to stop, and then I'm going to go backwards. You would never get to your destination, right?
So you
hit a bump. We're human beings. We have flaws. And that's where the whole forgiveness and being patient and tolerant with yourself, you have to learn to forgive you. When you make a mistake, okay, it's all right. You made a mistake. Get right back on the horse and start back riding again. Because it's important to get through your journey. You don't have to keep looking back and keep looking back here. No. Just keep looking ahead, looking forward, you know, and keep moving ahead, you know, because it is possible. I'm going to tell you something. We will be surprised on the things that we can overcome if we would just put our minds in the right direction. Remember, getting in the driver's seat is what's important, because change is going to come about regardless of whether you want it to come about or not. It's going to happen to you. It's just this time we are directing the changes in our lives. Why not? Why not get it started? And this could, I'm going to tell you something. Once you get there and once your mind opens up, it never returns to its original form, never. You never start thinking the way you used to think. That's the beautiful part about this. And any and everything you want to have, goals, dreams, aspirations, you are now on a positive plane now. You are not thinking about, I can't, I don't know, I'm scared, I don't, you know, all of those thoughts. You now overcome those things. That's why we have to develop this mindset. It is so important. Trust what I tell you. Once you go there, and I'm talking about, you're talking about feeling good every day about yourself, feeling good when you wake up first thing in the morning. I'm going to tell you something. I never thought this was possible. I said, what the heck? Well, I don't get it. What's the catch? No, there is no catch. See, we have already been programmed anyway. Now it's time to do some reprogramming on ourselves. You know what I'm saying? We all have the capability. None of us are excluded from this. That's the beauty of it all. None of us. And it comes along with a great deal of energy and confidence, self-love, all those wonderful things, joy, peace of mind. Every day, not once in a while, not once in the blue moon, not on holidays, every day of your life. You know, we got to live with ourselves every day anyway. So,
when you started, let's say you completed your first 21-day challenge, did you find it easier to do the next one?
Yes. Yes, because, you know, it's like anything. You broke the ice, so to speak. And the next challenge on yourself is like, oh, wow. You know, the first one is always going to be most difficult, because everything you start, I mean, come on. When you're a baby, your first steps, you fall down, boom. You get back up. You know, everything is the most when you're first at the beginning. But when you get it going, you get the process going, you get the wheel turning, you know, just like exercising. You know how you exercise? Your first hardest part of exercising is the very first day you exercise. Whew. It's like you like, oh, my goodness, trying to get the muscles working right, trying to get. But then after a while, it becomes a little more easier. Then you start to challenge yourself a little more. You start to, you know, like a weightlifter. You start off lifting pounds. And then next thing you know, it gets heavier and heavier, and you get stronger and stronger. I'm going to tell you something. It's the same thing works with the mind. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. So it's
so what was your first? What was your first challenge?
My first challenge was patience and tolerance when I was in the hospital. I mean, I was in the hospital But first, I thought it was just going to be a hospital thing. You see, I had to change my way of my whole attitude. It was so negative. I used to cuss everybody out. Please, my first challenge. Yes.
I still cannot believe that.
Yes, I used to cuss people out. I used to cuss out the nurses, the doctors, whoever came my way, whoever was in my ear range, because I can't see nobody. But listen, I was just one angry brother. You wouldn't see that because I used to, facade. I was a front, and sometimes you see me, you always, he's so happy-go-lucky, but I was miserable on the inside. You see, but
that's
then when
true.
I put this challenge on, I'm gonna tell you something. So much things happened to me when I was in the hospital, and I'm gonna tell you something. I did not get angry not one time. I didn't cuss and fuss nobody. I had all types of surgeries and all types of things done to me, and things that was done to me the year before was a total different me. And I'm gonna tell you something. It was a challenge ongoing. However, I couldn't change them. But I changed me, you see? And then at the end, I said to myself, I said, well, maybe this just is something I had to deal with while I'm in the hospital. Oh, no. I said, I'm taking this with me. This ain't just a thing I'm going to deal with in the hospital. I love this patience and tolerance thing. And it became part of my everyday life. And everything started to open up for me. And now my life is – it's like – I'm telling you something. I am so – I mean, I feel so great all the time. It's like, is it really possible to feel great all the time? Yes, it is. It is. Mm-hmm. I never thought that was possible. How the heck
it's
does somebody feel possible all the time? I mean, what can I say? I feel like I could fly, but I mean, I'm
okay.
not, you know.
Now, if you could listen to you from our end, there are people who are going to assume or think that maybe Don is using some type of
absolutely. Look, my doctor, mood enhancer. Listen, my doctor asked the technician. He didn't ask me personally. He asked the technician, "Do I smoke reefer?" That was hilarious. I laughed so hard. I said, wow, this man, he doesn't understand. But eventually I told the doctor, you know, what it is about me. Because people want to know. People ask me all the time when I'm in dialysis. They say, why are you always so happy? What's up with you? You know what I'm saying? And I told them, I said, I woke up this morning. And then they look at me. And I know they're looking at me because I wish I could see facial expressions. You know what I mean? But I can almost see them in my mind. Like, they're like, this dude, just because you woke up, this is what makes you so happy. Can you give me a better reason not to be happy?
Right.
Because there's a whole lot of folks that did not wake up this morning, you know? And a lot of us, we take so much for granted. Okay, until something happens to us, and then it sort of humbles us a little bit, and then when we get back ready again, we go back to our old selves again. And then, listen, life does not. Learn to appreciate the things in life that you have. I'm gonna tell you something. Life itself is a given. We don't have to wake up in the morning. You know, we don't have to get up in the morning. We don't, but we do. Okay, and I am very fortunate to wake up in the morning and just getting out of bed and getting myself ready and getting, you know, clean clothes on my back, being able to take a nice shower, use the bathroom. I mean, things I couldn't do when I was in the hospital. You know, I mean, I have to appreciate life itself. Life is so good. It is so great. And I'm so fortunate. And I want others to feel the same thing that I'm feeling. This is why I want to share with this information with anybody within ear range that will listen to me. Mm-hmm. I want any and all to hear. Please take this 21-day challenge. Please do the things that you want to do and change your life. And I don't care. I mean, I want to hear from you. I want to know what your progress is. Please let me know, because I want you to feel the things that I am feeling. I want to share it with the world. Remember I said one time I wish I could put my arms around the planet Earth?
Yes.
I wish I could wrap my arms around the Earth and then just embrace the Earth and let the Earth feel what it is that I feel. I wish it was like that. And listen, you know, Ms. Steph, I pretty appreciate the fact that you giving me a platform to let people know. It is such an appreciation. I really think that. Thank you for that. You know.
No problem. Thank you for all that you've given me.
You know, and I really do. I really thank you for that. And so many people, and I'm gonna tell you something, the people on Friday, it was just phenomenal. I really, really loved the fact that folks were really interested and they, mm-hmm. you know, were really hearing the message, because it is so important that we change ourselves. We believe in ourselves, you know, mm-hmm. and we really get to spend some time with ourselves. Oh yes, it is so important. Mm-hmm. To feel so good about, that's why I said it's a process. Once you get this 21 days down, then there's other challenges, what you want to do. But I want you to start the process first. Get it started. Mm-hmm. Like I said, you have nothing to lose.
Right. I'm still trying to see what I might want to challenge myself with. The thinking right now, I feel like I'm going through withdrawals, thinking about giving up sugar. That means no coffee, and you know. It's
you
like, oh,
coffee, you just can't have it with the sugar.
Okay, who wants to do
that?
That's like adding just like
sugar stuff. How is it to use honey? It's the substitute for sugar.
Yeah,
it's
you could do that.
Honey and coffee.
Honey and tea, maybe I'll do tea, but not honey and coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And coffee without sweetener is like drinking
mm-hmm.
ashes.
I've done that in the hospital, actually, because a lot of times, you know, they would give me the wrong thing. You know, they would give me the regular sugar.
Yeah.
And I would just drink the coffee without the sweetener, and I would drink it. And I actually got used to doing that, because they would do that all the time.
They did that to me when I was in the hospital, and it was like, because I will not drink that substitute. I won't use that.
Oh, the sweet and lows and the,
yeah, because to me that's just poison.
It's bitter, like a bitter taste to it. Yeah,
worse than sugar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
yeah.
You know, they'll come out with some study 5 years from now saying how, oops, sweet and low will kill you.
Yeah.
Well, I think they already did that with the saccharin.
Yeah.
But isn't that something how they got?
It's
they have
sugar.
Yeah, you know, but they will still give it to you though in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway,
yes.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Whatever you decide is your challenge, and whatever you decide to utilize is your challenge. Just make sure.
Mm-hmm.
That you're consistent with it on a 21-day plan. Make sure that you stay consistent with it.
And when you're starting out, is it important to not make, and I think, Tyson, I heard you mention something like this, to not make the challenge too big of a challenge, you know, too much?
Because you want to be realistic within yourself. You want to, but see, listen, when I was doing real estate, it was a question, how do you eat an elephant? And so it was, well, naturally, one bite at a time. You know, an elephant's a
mm-hmm.
big thing. You take small bites, and then you get into, you know, the bigger stuff later once you start. But the main thing is to start the process. You know, it's like a wheel, like a think of a snowball coming down a hill, and then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger as it gets towards the bottom. You know, let's just think about, you know, this process. But it starts off slow, it starts off difficult, and eventually, gradually, you start to think about. You start to, you know, it is the very beginning of the process is always the hardest. And then it becomes, as when you get like maybe quarter of the way, midway, it starts to feel more natural. And then once you get over the midway point and you're coming towards the end, you start to like, okay, you realize now you don't really have to think about it much. Now it's like, you know, that's the whole point. We're trying to create new habits about ourselves, a new way of thinking
now,
about ourselves.
We have less than 1 minute left for the show. I just want to thank you guys very much. Don, thank you again. And if anybody has any questions with Don, you can send them in to laidevents@gmail.com, or you can leave it on the Laid Facebook page. I want to thank everybody who's listening. We appreciate you listening to us. and join us again next Monday for Girl Talk. And we'll see you then, Monday at 6 p.m. Bye-bye, guys.
Take care.
Bye.